Today, Bap Dada, the ocean of love. Today, Bap Dada, the ocean of love. Today, Bap Dada, the ocean of love, has come to celebrate a meeting with his very lovely, long lost, now found again, sweet, sweet children. All of you two have come to celebrate a meeting, haven't you? You have come running here for that. So Bap Dada also has come running to meet you children. All of you have come from part of this world. And Bap Dada
also came long say.
And Bap and Dada have come from the supreme abode and the subtle regions. So who has come from the farthest place? Who is the resident of the farthest land? Are you double foreigners who have come from the farthest lands? It is the father who is the resident of the farthest land. Bap Dada is proud of one thing, of the double foreigners and the Bharatvasis. Which is that one thing Bap Dada is proud of? What is he proud of? Say, answer. What is Bap Dada proud of? Something which is in the Bharatvasis as well as in the double foreigners, and Bap Dada is proud of that. What is he proud of? See? Maureen, Len is saying something. I'm sorry, I couldn't get it. I'm not able to hear from here. But Bap Dada is saying right. So. Yes, courage. So the answer was courage, and Bap Dada said, right. Bap Dada is proud of the double foreigners for their courage. He is proud to see that in spite of such difficult situations, you have reached Bap Dada's home. You have reached here to meet Bap Dada. Drama showed a game. However, even drama could not stop the children meeting from the father. Therefore,
Bap Dada wishes Vartanoki Varshakali.
This is why Bap Dada showers special blessings on such courageous children. Today, at this time, at this moment, each child can claim whatever blessing he wants, and he will get it easily. However,
it is a vartan goal.
However, you will have to remember that blessing every day at Amrit Vela, as well as in your Karma Yogi stage. You should not get disheartened. As you have the blessing, the only thing is that it has to be retained in the consciousness, just as you have the eyes, just as what is in between the two eyes, a point of light shines in between the two eyes, does it not? Physical eyes. So, just as that point of light is constantly shining between the two eyes. It's shining constantly, is it not? Or is it shining occasionally? It is shining constantly. Similarly, Baba, the point of light should be preserved, kept safely in between the two eyes. Can you keep Baba safely in between your two eyes? Is it difficult? Is it difficult? Is it difficult? No? It's not difficult, no? It's easy, is it not? Okay, easy. Children answer easy. So it's easy. Therefore, just as a point of light is constantly shining, between the two eyes, so to Baba, the point of light is merged in your eyes. Have you merged Baba in your eyes? Has that point of light fitted properly in your eyes? Hope it won't come out. Hope it won't fall off. If Baba, the point of light, is always merged in your eyes, then your eyes will never be attracted towards anything else. you will be freed from labor. Because your eyes will not see anything else. Your eyes won't fall on anything and you will become safe.
Kuch bhi ho jaye.
Let anything happen. However,
Nenu me sada.
That point of light, Father, should always be merged in your eyes. Let anything happen, but that point of light, Father, should always be merged in your eyes. The method for that is
Sada Nenu Me. Samaya Va Hoga To Dil Me Bhi Vohi Samaya Va.
Oh, sorry. If something is merged in the eyes, then that is also merged in the heart, because
samane ki vidhi hai.
Because if something is merged in the eyes, it is also merged in the heart, and the method for merging that in the eyes as well as the heart is to please Bap Dada, is to please the Lord Bap Dada. Baba is rhyming words. Is to please the Lord Bap Dada. Do you think that the Lord Bap Dada is pleased with all of you? Is Bap Dada pleased with all of you? Is Bap Dada pleased with all of you? Is he? Yes? They are saying yes. How much percentage is Bap Dada pleased with you? How much percent? Baba knows. Say. How much percentage is Bap Dada pleased with you?
Seven, 99%.
Leaving a margin of 1%, is it? So someone said Bap Dada is 99% pleased with us. So congratulations if you say that. Actually, it's very easy to please Bap Dada. Is it easy to please Bap Dada or is it difficult to please him? Is it easy or difficult to please Bab Dada? See? It's easy.
Easy.
Is it easy to please Bab Dada or difficult? Those sitting at the back say, is it easy to please Bab Dada or difficult to please him? What about on the side? Is it easy to please Bab Dada or not? Yes, very good. You're all raising your hand. It's easy to please Bab Dada. Okay, good. The easy method for pleasing Bab Dada is to have a clean, honest heart. A true heart.
Sachi dil par sai prasi.
Bab Dada, what the Master, the Lord, is pleased with, a clean heart. To be truthful in every action. Truthfulness is greatness, or truth is greatness. The one who has a true heart, the one who has a clean heart will always understand the secrets and reveal those secrets through his thoughts, words, actions, contacts and relationships. What is the sign of the one of knowing the secrets? How to know that one knows the secrets? To discriminate. How far the secrets are known. Is that such a one who knows the secrets will never get upset with the situations. He will never get disheartened. The one who knows the secrets of the drama will never get upset with any situation or get discouraged, even in his thoughts or attitudes. In his consciousness, in his drishti too,
kisiko
he will not make anyone else get upset too. Neither will he get upset, nor will he make anyone else upset. Why? Because
sanskar svago janne wala.
As he becomes the one who knows his as well as others sanskars and nature. And therefore, he will know that secret too. Therefore, the method to please the Father is to understand the secrets and move along. And to understand the secrets means neither be upset yourself nor make anyone else upset. According to the time, according to the need of the time, always keep your mind, intellect very clean and pure. Even up to your dreams, means all that should be very clean and pure. Many children say when they converse with Baba, they say Bap Dada does give us powers. However, the powers are not able to be used at the time of need. As Bap Dada is the companion specially of all the children, he at such a time in particular
is
gives extra help. Why? Because the father is responsible. To make the children complete and take them back home with him. The father is responsible for that. Therefore, the father fulfills his responsibility at such a time. However, sometimes the switch of the catching power in the minds of the children is off. Then what can Baba do? And even then, the father tries to open the switch, but then that takes time. He tries to put the switch on, but then that takes time. This is why when the switch is on again, the children start saying, I know I shouldn't have done it, but I don't know, it happened. Therefore, always keep the switch of your catching power, which you call touching, on. Maya tries to put the switch off. It switches off in a second and goes away. This is why as it will become more, as the times will become more and more delicate. It will become more and more delicate. Hope you're not afraid. Doesn't matter. Hope you're not afraid. As the time will become more and more sensitive, more and more delicate. Bap Dada has already told you earlier, why have you celebrated the year? Which year did you celebrate? The year of transforming the world through transformation of sanskars. This is what you are celebrating this year as. Aren't you celebrating this year as that? Or have you forgotten that you're celebrating this year as transformation of sanskars, transformation of the world through transformation of sanskars? So as you're celebrating this year, this is why nature is asking Baba, nature is asking the Father that the children have made a determined thought to change their sanskars in order to change the world. Have you made a determined thought for that? Have you? That you are going, those sitting at the back, have you made a determined thought to change the world by changing your sanskars? Those sitting in the middle, are you? Have you too made a determined thought for that? Yes? Very good. Okay. You're raising your hand. You? Those sitting in the corner, you? Yes, yes. All of you have made a determined thought to change the world by changing your sanskars. All of you? Yes, firm? Please? Yes, you too? Okay. Good. Okay. Each one has this determined thought to change the world by changing the sanskars. Yes, each one. Therefore, nature is asking Baba, so now I'm starting to clean the world. However, the ones who are instruments for doing this job of cleaning, they, whilst doing the job of cleaning, start thinking. They get confused and start wondering whether to clean or not to clean, whether to do it slowly or whether to do it fast. So what should I do? Nature is asking Baba. So what should I do? Nature is asking Baba. Now what answer should Baba give to nature? What answer should Bab Dada give to nature? Say, those responsible for cleaning up the world sometimes are in doubts whether to do this job or not. So what answer should Bab Dada give to nature when nature is complaining in this way? Say, double foreigners. Nature should wait? That's not a good answer. That's not the right answer. Not a proper answer, that the nature should wait. If double foreigners also wait, supposing you wait, then you won't get the plane. Now you all got your plane to sit and come here. You slept in the aeroplanes, didn't you? Lots of space in the aeroplanes. The planes were empty, no? So Baba said, you came very comfortably, didn't you? Did anyone find any difficulty in coming here? From this whole gathering, is there anyone who found any difficulty in coming here? Anyone? Raise your hand if you found any type of difficulty. One person. I can see a few hands. You found some difficulty in coming here? Anyone? No one. Who? Someone has raised his hand? Did anyone find a difficulty? Yes, what difficulty did you find? What happened? Did you find any difficulty? No? Yes or no? What is he saying? Abhi. Aruna Ben is saying something. But you at least reached safely, didn't you? You reached safely, yes? You are sitting here, no? Aren't you? That means you reached safely. So, I think the plane went back or something. Anyway, so Baba says, at least you reached in time for Baba's program, didn't you? So, it is because of your courage. Those who got a little bit frightened, they sat back, they stayed away. But all of you made a determined thought that I have to go, come what may, and you reached here. Maybe just one person's plane went back, but that doesn't matter. But then you'll get better ones next time. In the future, do not allow the ones who are to help nature in cleaning the world have doubts or have questions, because you who are responsible for this, for establishment, also begin to doubt or think again what to do, whether to do it in this way or not, to do or not to do, whether it will be all right or not. But everything should be so clear in your intellect. In the form of either yes or no. Whether this is right or whether it is wrong, it should be very clear in you. Actually, because you are celebrating this year as transformation of the world through transformation of sanskars, therefore nature is also doing its preparations. It is doing its preparations. However, those souls who are instrumental for doing the task of establishment, However, those children who are instrumental for the task of establishment should not waste their time in anything, either for the self or for anything else. You should be able to get a clear touching of everything in a second. How long does it take to apply a full stop, a dot? How long does it take? A second? 1 second? So, when you apply a dot in practical life, does it take only a second? Just as it takes only a second to apply a full stop, similarly, does it take a second to apply a dot in any situation as well? Does it take only a second to become a point of light or apply a point or a dot? Does it take also only 1 second? Does it take also only 1 second? Does it also take only 1 second? Even less than a second. In practical life too. Physically, I mean, if you apply a dot, it's easy, but in practical life, in any situation, for example, a situation comes in front of you, and can you apply a dot in a second for that? Does it take only a second to forget that past? It takes only one second sometimes. Does it take 1 second? Pandavas say, does it take only 1 second? Why Pandavas find it difficult to apply a dot? Do you take more time in a second? The sister side, they are saying it takes only 1 second. And what about you? Does it take more time for you to apply a dot? So Shaktis have more Shakti in them. Yes. Pandavas are weak. Oh no, someone is saying Pandavas are honest. They said that. No, Shaktis are also honest. Both are honest. Yes. Maybe. They are able to apply a dot in a second and you are not able to apply a dot in a second. This is why the difference. Yeah, all of you are honest. You are the ones with the true heart. The hall is full.
There
are many sitting down below too.
Andi,
though you are sitting down below, maybe in Pandava Bhavan, but you are in front of Bap Dada's eyes. And also those who are sitting in Baba's remembrance in India as well as abroad and are thinking that Bap Dada has come in Madhuban today. They are able to see through their far-sighted eyes, a far-sighted telescopic eyes, and are in front of Bap Dada because they are able to see Bap Dada. How they are far away in distance, yet through their minds they are in Madhuban. These different facilities of this corporeal world, you know, these equipments, scientific equipments, facilities, they can fluctuate. But the spiritual, far-sighted eyes can never be damaged. So these equipments of yours can get damaged, but the spiritual, far-sighted, telescopic eyes of the mind and intellect can never be damaged. And the children in all four corners of the world, are visible in front of Bap Dada's, in front of Bap Dada. They are able to see Bap Dada, and Bap Dada is able to see them. Okay, did you celebrate Diwali? Did all of you celebrate Diwali? Dadiji is saying something that we are to celebrate with Bap Dada, and Bap Dada is saying Sangam Yuga is the age of celebration. Whether you go inwards and experience and celebrate super sensuous joy internally or whether you externally become great donors and serve the souls by giving them charity and celebrate in that way, or whether when you come together and whilst conversing with each other, or when you're dancing with each other, you are looking at each other's specialities and take the fragrance of each one's specialities. In that way, there is celebration. So there is celebration constantly. The period of wasting or losing is finished. Hasn't it finished? The period of losing or wasting is finished, is it not? Now it is the time of celebrating and accumulating. It's the time of celebrating and accumulating. Time of wasting and losing is finished. Therefore, Bap Dada always sees this in the children. You are celebrating in some form or the other. Baba is seeing that only. Because at Sangam Yog, it is either because at Sangam Yoga you have the knowledge of both, of accumulation as well as of losing. You have the knowledge of both. Therefore, you accumulate and celebrate. That is more important. Now you have to give a full stop, a dot to losing, to loss. Loss should be given a stop. It is only gain and gain. You don't have to lose anymore. Not even one thought should be lost. If at the time of gain you begin to lose, then when will you gain? Then you will not get any other time. Therefore, check. Check your treasures. The biggest treasure. Which one is it? Which is the biggest treasure? The biggest treasure is the treasure of thoughts. Time. The treasure of knowledge. All that should be visible in your life. All these treasures should be visible in your life. To listen to knowledge and to speak knowledge.
First stage.
That is the first stage. But the meaning of knowledge is understanding. What do you call knowledge? Understanding. It is light. It is might. You call knowledge as light and might, don't you? Therefore, the meaning of knowledge or gyan is in every thought, in every word, in every action. To experience the light and might of that knowledge. So only when the light and might is experienced in every thought, word and action, it will be said that you have the knowledge. Kumaris, you are the ones who are going to become knowledgeful, aren't you? No, you're not going to be the ones who just give courses or lectures, that's all, no. Along with that,
knowledge, ki light, might,
the light and might of knowledge should be visible in thoughts, words and action. Bab Dada has special love for the Kumaris. Yes, the Kumaris have had the Bhatti for 4 days and they are sitting in a group in front of Bab Dada, so Bab Dada is addressing them. Why has Bab Dada so much love for the Kumaris? Because you have made a decision of your life. Have you already made your decision of your life, or are you still to make your decision? Have you already made your decision, or are you still to decide? Think over. Have you thought over and decided what you are going to do in this life? Or will you go back and then think about it? Have you thought about it? What are you going to make of your life? Pakka? You have thought of it firmly? Congratulations. See, Baba is telling Dadi Janki, the Kumaris, raise your hands. Those who are doing the training, Bhatti. So many Kumaris. What is the number? How many? 80 Kumaris. These Kumaris who underwent the training are those who are over 5 years in knowledge. And these Kumaris are those Kumaris who are not yet living in the centers. Which Kumaris? Those who are not yet living in the centers. Yes, raise your hand. Yeah, we're not living in the centers. How many? How many Kumaris not living in the centers? Raise your hand high. Yes, the Kumaris. Raise your hand high. Because you have to get a high status, so raise your hand high. There are so many Kumaris. So, you will get at least, someone is saying only half of them are willing to now fully dedicate themselves. You will become Baba's hands, no? Who will be serving Baba. Will you be right hands or left hands? You will be the right hands, no? Okay.
Achcha.
It is good. But your Kumari Subhab Dada gives you a home in the form of a center, and the var means husband, so a home and a husband, so you get both a home and a husband. So husband you already got, Shiv Baba is your husband, and home also you'll get a center. The Kumars also will get. The Kumars think that why should we be left behind? No, you are not left behind. You are also in the front. How can service go on without the Kumars? In any center you may see, if it's hard work to be done in a center, you need Kumars. If the Kumars are not there to do the hard work, the sisters cannot do anything. So both are necessary, Kumars as well as Kumaris. This is why the Pandavas are well known, even the Shaktis are well known, both are well known. Bap Dada received the news of your meetings. You know, RCOs were having a meeting for 2 complete days. So whether it was the meeting of double foreigners or the meeting of Bharatvasis, because even in India we had several meetings. So Baba got the news of both. In this year, whether in India or abroad, in India many conferences and get-togethers have taken place, and in foreign countries different projects are going on. Bap Dada saw that children have great love for service, and even the speed of service has increased. So both are there, love for service and increase of speed in service. According to the time, each project or conference or get together or whatever program you keep, in that according to the need of the time, you have to select the topic in that form or that as in what form it is necessary. According to that, you have to keep the topics. It's just like, you know, if somebody is thirsty and you give him 36 variety dishes of food, will he accept that? No. Therefore, whatever project you may have, at this time, all the souls need peace and love. People are thirsty of peace and also thirsty of love. Therefore, you are doing good service. Whatever plans you have made are very good. Whatever programs are taking place, they are good too.
Result be
the result is good, and you have courage too. Dada smiles and is happy on listening to the news of the service done by you. And you know what song Bap Dada sings when he hears the good result of the service being done by you? Wah, children, wah. You are great. Children, you are great.
Programs to chalne.
And at this time, the programs will go on.
Programs ko nahi rokna.
You should not stop the programs. If situations or different circumstances stop the programs, then that's another matter. But you should not stop your programs. For example, when you keep a program and at that time a difficult situation comes or things change, then the people do understand that it is because of the situation that such a thing has happened. But you should not stop your projects and programs. As you are children of the bestower, you have to keep on giving. Therefore, don't stop holding your programs. Allow people to come. Tell them, come. Come, you are most welcome. You should welcome them. if any situations or circumstances arise, then those circumstances only will stop them, but you should not stop them. Even now, see, in Peace Village in New York, though there was so much commotion all over USA, but in the Peace Village your programs continued, didn't they? And they went very well. Did they stop? Did you stop your programs in Peace Village? No. Did any program stop? Even now, whatever programs you had arranged up to today, 4th of November, did any programs stop, or you did not do those programs in spite of bombs being thrown, you know, the war going on? That's going on, is it not? The war is going on. But you hear it and you do your programs. So it's good. Yes, when you listen to the news of what's happening in the world, you realize that you need to have mercy on children, because that's your sanskar of being merciful. So that sanskar of being merciful emerges when you hear the news, and it has to emerge. It's bound to emerge. At this time, you have to show your sanskar of mercy and of a bestower. You have to keep on giving something or the other, whether you serve through your mind, or you give your good wishes, pure feelings, or in the form of attitude of giving sakash to souls, or share words of spiritual wisdom and strength, or share love through your contacts and relationship. You may give in any way, but make sure that no soul stays without it. Become bestowers, become merciful. People are screaming, shouting, crying out. They are crying out in front of the Father in their own languages. They are crying out. They are crying out for peace. They are saying, give us peace, give us love. So, give us happiness. Now, how will Baba give them peace, love and happiness? He will give them through you, won't he? You are Baba's right hands. Well, if you want to give something to someone, you give it with your hand, don't you? So, who are you? You are Baba's right hands, aren't you, Pandavas? What are you? Your right hands, aren't you? Yes. Yes. You have so many right hands. Right hand. There's a memorial of the right hand. You know which memorial is that? So many right hands. What's your memorial? The memorial of the huge form of Vishnu. Have you seen that Vishnu form? The huge form of Vishnu? In that issue, so many hands of Vishnu. So many hands. Unlimited hands they show. So that's your picture, is it not? It's your memorial. As your right hands. It's the memorial of you Kumaris too, is it not? You're also remembered in that. Very good. Now, Bap Dada will give peace and happiness, at least a handful of peace and happiness to the poor souls through you children, won't he? If you don't give them even a handful, see how much distressed they will become. So you have to console them by giving them a handful of peace and happiness. You have to go beyond limited things, rise above limited things or limitations. Rise above the limited sanskars, limited ideas, limited things. Do not waste your time in these limited things, ideas, sanskars, thoughts. Even today,
Jai
even today, Bap Dada is again signaling to all the children, whether it's you who are sitting physically in front or the children in the centers in this land or in foreign lands, wherever you are, Bap Dada is signaling to every child that children rise above limitations of nature, sanskars, or cunningness. Papa is using this word, cunningness. Laziness, carelessness, the sanskars of carelessness, cunningness. Bap Dada is able to see that since a long time. Many children say, oh, who cares, who sees, or who bothers, it will go on in this way. However, up to now, as Baba is merciful, he ignores all that in spite of seeing it or hearing it. Because he is having mercy. However, Bap Dada is asking, for how long should Bap Dada continue to be merciful? For how long? Do you need more time? Do you need more time for that? Do you need more time? You want Bap Dada to continue to be merciful? Even time is asking Bap Dada. Time is asking Bap Dada. So first Baba said nature was asking Bap Dada. Now Baba saying time is asking Bap Dada. Bap Dada, for how long? How much more time? So nature is asking too. You answer. You give the answer.
Avitosra
at this time it's only the father's form in front of you. The teachers and the Sadhguru's form hasn't come yet. It's just the father's form in front of you. It is the part of the ocean of mercy in front of you. The part of the ocean of mercy is being played by Baba at this time. Up to now. And once the part of Dharamraj begins, then what will you do? What will you do once the part of Dharamraj begins? Bap Dada wishes that even when the part of Dharamraj begins, Baba should, you should continue to hear the sound from Bap Dada, Vah, children, Vah. Even when Bap Dada's part as Dharamraj begins, that sound should come, should be heard by you. This is what Bap Dada wishes. Because at that time you should not complain to Baba. Baba, why didn't you tell me earlier? We would have become ready. Baba, why didn't you tell us earlier? We would have become ready. This is why. Now, go beyond the little things of limitations, either in your sanskars or nature. Do not waste time in them. We are getting along. this thing goes on. But you should know that this accumulates hundredfold, a thousandfold. So it's not that this goes on. And therefore, enkindle the light of this determined thought in your intellect, in your heart. Cross the limitedness and have an unlimited attitude, drishti. You will have to do it. You will have to do it, Baba says. Anyhow, you will have to do it. Anyhow, Bhaktada is saying, this is why not do it? Now Baba is saying, you will have to do it, and then later Baba will say, it's too late now. Therefore, watch the time. Look at the time. Look at the service. Service is increasing and time is running fast. But you have to check whether you are still in your limitations or are you in the unlimited stage. You should not go after limited things. You have to keep an unlimited stage. So if you don't go after limited things, then your unlimited stage of self-respect will go after you. That is, it will follow you. You should not follow the limited things. Whatever you have done up to now in this year, Bhaktada is happy with that. He is satisfied with it and he is also congratulating you for that. However, However, you need to give more experience in service. That is, service should be more experience oriented. And make people moths who surrender to the flame. You could make them cooperative souls or make them your companions. But they should become something. Open up the mine of experiences, of experience. Open up the mine of experience. They say it's good. Well, that's fine if they say it's good, but it's not a big deal. If they say it's good, that's all. Don't make people who become moths, who just encircle the flame and go away. They should not become those moths who just encircle the flame and go away. Or go around the flame and go away. But when will they become true moths and surrender to the flame? Only when they get an experience. They should go to the extent of experience. If they say, well, it's very good, what you're doing is good, this is like heaven, the knowledge which you're teaching is very accurate, it is good, it is right. The result of service only to this extent. Is not enough. Therefore, become an embodiment of experience and give them an experience.
To
to get an experience means that they should be able to form a direct relationship with the Father. Now you have to prepare such moths who have that type of experience. Congratulations to you for making people cooperative. You make more of that too. This is the place from where they can get some attainment. People accept this too. However, they should be able to have a connection with the Father. So that they keep running towards the flame. This year, Bab Dada wants you to do the course of giving experience in service. And this will pave the way for people to get visions, and Bab Dada will be seen or visualized through you too. Did you hear what is to be done by you now? Did you get the plan? Did you get the plan? Now Bab Dada will see the result of this year. Bab Dada will see how many souls you have made, the moths who surrender to the flame. Even up to now, it's good because you have made souls, you know, come to the flame or go round the flame. At least they say, Baba, Baba. That's good too. Acha, okay. Kumaris, are you okay? Bap Dada keeps receiving letters of children, of all, for directions. The moment a child begins to write the letter, it reaches the father, because whatever he writes with his hand, it comes as a voice from the heart, and Bap Dada is the comforter of hearts, so he receives that voice even before the child writes. This too is good. You at least remember Bap Dada. When you write to Baba, you feel so happy when you write news to Bap Dada too, don't you? To all the children who have sent letters and emails or sent by any method, sent news or yaad pyar through any means, to all of them, to each one with name, special love and remembrance and congratulations. You give to Bap Dada Yaad Pyar by name, and then when you return, you have to give them the return of the Yaad Pyar, and also Diwali is celebrated by you, but you know what type of Diwali you have to celebrate. To all the elevated souls who are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne, to all the elevated souls of all four corners who are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne, to all the souls who have transformed themselves, transformed this nature and sanskars in an unlimited way, to all the effort maker, fast effort maker children who do not waste even one thought, but accumulate or gain at every moment, who become bestowers and continue to give to everyone, whether to Brahmin souls or to thirsty souls. who give even a handful of anything, either sakash or anything with a big heart to such children, Bap Dadas, very, 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 so, bahut, 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 yaad, pyar, and namaste.
आज प्यार के सागर ने प्यार इतना छलकाया है, दूर देश वालों से मिलने, दूर देश से आया है, दूर देश से आया है। मधुबन में फूलों से मिलता, मधुबन में फूलों से मिलता, मधुबन का माली स्वागत में है फैली खुशहाली, स्वागत में है फैली खुशहाली। दीप राज से दीप रानिया, दीप राज से दीप रानिया, मिलन में मतवाली निराली घड़ी अपनी दीवाली, निराली घड़ी अपनी दीवाली। हलचल की परवाह न की और भागे भागे आए हैं, हिम्मत का बल प्रभु से पहली मुलाकात का पाए हैं,
हलचल की परवाह न की और भागे भागे आए हैं, हिम्मत का बल प्रभु से पहली मुलाकात का पाए हैं।
लगन देख कर बजा रहे हैं, लगन देख कर बजा रहे हैं, बाबा भी ताली स्वागत में है फैली खुशहाली, निराली बड़ी अपनी दीवाली। हाहाकार उधर दुनिया में सिधर है जय जयकार, बाबा बच्चे दोनों करते स्वागत और सत्कार, स्वागत है स्वागत है स्वागत है स्वागत है। स्नेह के मोती छलकाती है, स्नेह के मोती छलकाती है, अखियों की प्याली स्वागत में है फैली खुशहाली, प्याली बड़ी अपनी दीवाली। चैन दीपक रोशन करते सारा देश विदेश, झूम झूम कर सुना रहे नैनों से संदेश,
चेतन दीपक रोशन करते सारा देश विदेश, झूम झूम कर सुना रहे नैनों से संदेश।
अब तो अपनी स्वर्णिम दुनिया, अब तो अपनी स्वर्णिम दुनिया,
वो आने वाली की भागत में है फैली खुशहाली, निराली नहीं अपनी दीवाली।
पटाखे खुशियों के चेतन दीपों की लड़ियां, वरदानों की आतिशबाजी स्नेह भरी फुलझड़ियां,
छूटे पटाखे खुशियों के चेतन दीपों की लड़ियां, वरदानों की आतिशबाजी स्नेह भरी फुलझड़ियां।
खुद प्रकाश धर बाबा है, खुद प्रकाश धर बाबा है, दादी प्रकाश वाली
स्वागत में है फैली खुशहाली, निराली बड़ी अपनी दीवाली।
मधुबन में फूलों से मिलता, मधुबन में फूलों से मिलता, मधुबन का माली
स्वागत में है फैली खुशहाली, निराली बड़ी अपनी दीवाली।
You happy Diwali, is 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 you happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali. Happy Diwali to Bap Dada and to everyone. And after this, there will be a candle lighting ceremony. The names which has been announced, only these sisters and brothers will join for candle lighting ceremony, and rest of the brothers and sisters will join in candle lighting ceremony by giving a big, big clapping and big, big hands. Or baki sabhi bhai bhene apne sthan par hi baith karke कैंडल लाइटिंग सेरेमनी को देखेंगे और उसमें खुशी से अपनी ताली बजाते रहेंगे। जिन भाई बहनों को कहा गया है केवल वही स्टेज पर आएंगे, क्योंकि ये टर्न केवल डबल विदेशी भाई बहनों का है, इसलिए सभी को नहीं बुला रहे हैं। ब्रदर माइक, चार्ली, रॉबिन, केन, क्रिस, निजार भाई, रिक भाई आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू कम ऑन द स्टेज फॉर कैंडल लाइटिंग सेरेमनी एंड केक कटिंग सेरेमनी। क्रिस भाई, केन भाई, चार्ली भाई, माइक, रॉबिन, रिक, of you can also join by giving a big, big hand. those who have that participated in candle lighting ceremony, they will be on the stage and will join in cake cutting ceremony. काटने के समय डॉक्टर अशोक मेहता, डॉक्टर प्रताप और सरला दीदी स्टेज पर आएंगे और मीटिंग जगाई दी केक का। अब इसके बाद केक काटा जाएगा और दोस्त आर ऑन द स्टेज, दे विल ऑल्सो ज्वाइन इन केक कटिंग एंड डॉक्टर अशोक मेहता, प्रताप भाई, सरला दीदी और मृत्युंजय भाई स्टेज पर आएंगे केक काटने में। भाई बहने स्टेज पर खड़े उनसे निवेदन है कि आप अपने अपने स्थान पर बैठ जाएं। जो भी भाई बहने स्टेज पर हैं, जिन्होंने टोली ले ली है, वो सब अपने स्थान पर जाके बैठे। ऑल दोज सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स हु आर स्टैंडिंग, जिन्होंने टोली ले ली है, वो कृपया अपने स्थान पर बैठे। All those sisters and brothers who have taken toli are requested to take your seats back. Bap Dada, and now everyone is also getting toli, and sisters and brothers from toli department are requested to distribute toli to each and everyone. Thank you. everyone has got the toli or no? Those who have not got toli, please raise your hand. Those who have not got toli yet, please raise your hand. Sindhi Halwa. Toli is distributed. Sindhi Halwa. From the cassette. This is the recently new cassette made. The name of this cassette is Murli Ki Dhun.
ज्ञान रत्न से सजाते हो मीठे मीठे बोल सुनाते हो अभी तो बाहों में छुलाते हो पलकों पे अपने बिठाते हो ज्ञान रत्न से सजाते हो मीठे मीठे बोल सुनाते हो कैसे भूलेंगे तेरा बाबा कैसे भूलेंगे तेरा बाबा प्यार और दुलार हो सतयुग में तेरा प्यार हो सतयुग में तेरा प्यार बने हो तो बने रहना सतयुग में भी न दूर रहना साथी बने हो तो बने रहना सतयुग में भी न दूर रहना गाते रहेंगे हर पल बाबा गाते रहेंगे हर पल बाबा तेरा ही उपकार हो कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार
After this, Sister Chandra from Canada is coming to give a new CD, Fragrance in Within. And after that, Brother Ravi from Sound Department will come. Chandra Ben is giving a new CD with Fragrance in Within to Bab Dada. Brother Ravi from Sound Department is giving a new CD, MP3. In this CD, classes from Dadis. The classes from Dadis and Murlis, they are in this new CD, MP3, recently made from Sound Department. Ravi Bhai is giving to Bab Dada. Ravi Bhai, ja. रवि भाई अभी बाप दादा को एक नई सीडी देंगे MP3 जिसमें बाप दादा की मुरली दादी की क्लास और कुछ सीनियर दादी की क्लासेस हैं जो साउंड डिपार्टमेंट के द्वारा बनाई गई है MP3